Rats in Felton. In 1945, Felton's chief sanitary inspector, R.J. Roden, reported that the previous year's plan to rid the district of rats had been successfully carried out with zeal. The combing and treatment operation in Felton was part of a London-wide public health campaign, which killed an estimated 650,000 rats. Ever since the 19th century, London sewers have been a haven for rats. The creation of a network of drains and pipes to carry away the city's waste inadvertently created an extensive underground labyrinth for the scavenging rodents, who happened to be strong swimmers. Ratopolis, it was called in 1831. A mirror image of our above-ground world of streets and houses, just a little darker and wetter. The London-wide campaign of the 1940s flushed out hundreds of thousands of rats from the sewers, with populations concentrated around breweries, distilleries and slaughterhouses. In Felton, the chief sanitary inspector had his own theory about where they were getting their sustenance from. I find a large number of complaints received can be traced to chicken keeping, food being thrown about without due care. Maybe he was onto something. Rats, like chickens, have been around in Britain a lot longer than our Victorian sewer network. Archaeological digs in the City of London have found rat bones dating back to Roman times. Rats, again like chickens, are not native to Britain and were probably first carried over on ships from the Mediterranean. In the medieval period, they were to become associated with the bubonic plague or Black Death. The disease, which is actually transmitted by fleas carried by rats, killed between 17,000 and 50,000 Londoners in 1348. It struck again in 1665 to 1666, wiping out 15% of the population. Fortunately, the city has never had to face the level of destruction again, but born survivors, London's rats, have clung on stubbornly. In 1950, Felton's new chief sanitary inspector, Francis Bell, noticed a slight infestation after test baiting the sewers in the area. The local rubbish dump was also being kept under inspection, and any sign of rat activity dealt with immediately. 2 years later, he discovered 116 premises infested with rats. As a result, a joint survey with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries was ordered of the whole of Longford River and adjoining properties, and similar arrangements were made with Middlesex County Council to take care of the River Crane. Francis Bell was pleased to announce that the rats have been almost completely eliminated, but a little under a decade later, they were back and apparently thriving better than before. In 1961, the number of infested premises in Felton numbered 202. The sanitary inspector, with his surveys and poisons, can be seen as a modern version of the rat catcher of previous centuries, with his trusty dogs and wire cages. But the rats, from the Romans to the present, partly thanks to the recent cuts to bin collections and poor sewage maintenance, as well as greater use of outdoor composting, have survived countless generations of would-be rat catchers.